Hello, and welcome to the Pop Console Podcast. I'm your host. My name is Jacob. Thank you for joining me, if you are joining me. If you're not, then why not? You can't hear me, so I don't know. Anyway, today I want to talk about a game I've been playing like almost every day, and it's not a game I thought I'd ever play, really, and it's not a game I ever thought I'd really like, but God damn it, I'm kind of hooked. It is a PlayStation exclusive, actually, at least to my knowledge. And I'm talking about the Katamari games, all right? Katamari, you know those? Rolling stuff up in the balls, you know? All right, so if you're not familiar, this game is based around a little tiny, I don't know what it is. It's your little thing. You're like a little person, but you're not human. I don't know what it is. They call them cousins, but, and I don't know shit about these games other than I like playing them, and what I play, I know, but I don't know. I'm not the hugest diehard fan here. So if you love these games and you're listening to me, you're probably, you might be like a little perturbed, but anyway, so my wife, I didn't even tell you what the game's about. You're a little person. You're rolling a ball, and the ball is picking up things. It's sticky, I guess. I don't know. And you start out small, so you can, you know, you're like really small, so you can like pick up a thumbtack or some dye or marbles, and then the more you pick up, the bigger you get. The bigger you get, the bigger thing you can pick up, and you go from, you know, the thumbtack all the way to buildings, all the way to fucking volcanoes. It's insane. Anyway, so this, I first saw this game, this franchise on the PS2. I think that's when they started. Yeah, it had to be, because you got to use the game uses both analog sticks to move. Very interesting controls, and not terrible, although I wish you could customize some of them. But I saw this game on the PS2 in high school at a friend's house, and I immediately was like, what the fuck is this? This, I don't know what this is, and I will never play this. I honestly don't know what I'm looking at. And fast forward to me meeting my wife. She likes these games. I don't know if she started like them while we were together or if it was before. I'm pretty sure she got into them while we were dating. But she got the PS2 games, played them, and got the, so she has two on, she has two on PS2, one on PS3. And where I got into this was when I got my Vita, my PS Vita, you know what that thing is. You know what I'm talking about. Vita Island. I knew that there was a Katamari game, and I bought it. It's called Touch My Katamari. And it's actually got pretty nice controls for the Vita. I will say that. Not many games use the touch very well and on the Vita, but that game is pretty good. So I bought it because I knew, you know, she'd probably want to play it every now and again. And so I got it, and I never played it. She beat it, and that was it. But for some reason, and I honestly do not know, I've started to try to pick up the Vita and play a lot of stuff that I've either missed or got and then just played 5 minutes and just put it down, just because I'm not a real big handheld guy. My hands cramp. It's not, I don't know. I just don't, I'm not a huge, I'm still on Vita Island. So you know what? Fuck you. But not a huge handheld guy. But so I'm playing it and I'm like getting into it. Like it's scratching this itch that I didn't know I had. I was like, I want to keep playing it. I want to get better. or I want to do this level better. I want to do this. And I recently had to, I was sitting in a waiting room and I was there for hours. And I brought the Vita and I played that game for like 2 hours there. And fucking, I kept thinking about it. Like when I got home, I was like, I gotta beat this level, or I gotta do this level better, or blah, 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 blah. And I was surprised because I was like, I don't like this game. This, what the fuck is this game? And if you haven't seen this game, YouTube it. It's just, it's weird. It's so fucking weird. And I skip all the cutscenes because I don't know what the fuck is going on. And I honestly don't care. I just want to play. I want to play the game because, like I said, it scratches this itch of just like, I equated it last night. I equated it to kind of the itch that Super Mario Sunshine gave me, where like I really enjoyed cleaning up the levels, and it was like this neurotic itch that some of you out there might know what I'm talking about. But like, it just felt good to play. So I'm playing the Vita and whatever. But then I remember, I'm like, oh, she's got the PS3 game. So I hook up the PS3 back into the main, you know, the big main TV. And I start playing it. I'm like, yeah, it's, oh, and they're all pretty much the same game. Like, if you've played one, you've played them all, pretty much. The Vita is the only one with a more interesting control scheme and move set. The move is you roll, and then you can jump. In the Vita, you can use the back touch with... you can either pull your fingers apart, and the ball will stretch, and you can gather up a wider area, or you can push it together and you can get through tighter spaces. That's it. And I actually really find it useful to do that. But so I really do like the Vita version for that. But anyway, but it gameplay wise, not, you know, 99.9%, it's the same game across PS2, PS3. But I start playing it. I'm like, yeah, I fucking really like this game. And my wife's always joking with me that she's going to get the platinum in it. And she's doesn't play it. Like, she's got like, I don't know, 40% of the trophies. And, so I was like, I'm going to get the platinum before you. And I probably will. But I have been playing like almost every day. I've been playing this game. And I don't play games like that often anymore. And I'm really like, I want to get the trophy. I want to beat the level. I want to do this. And at the end of the Vita version, the whole time I'm playing these games, I'm thinking like, I wish I could go faster. Like there will be a lot of points where it's frustrating. You're like, God, I wish I could just do this. Or something, if you run into something that's bigger than you and you can't pick it up, it'll push you away, especially if it's like a person or like an animal. And it's so frustrating when it does that. And I'm like, man, I wish I could be faster and do this. So when you beat the game and you, at least in the Vita version, you have to unlock it, but, or you have to pay for it with in-game currency, not real money. Although I think you can't actually buy, you pay with real money, which is stupid. Don't do that. Stop doing that. But you unlock a drive mode, which is just, it makes you faster. And it's like, again, I was like, now I want to play the game all over again, every level. And then there's another mode where I was thinking while playing the regular version, you know, just going through level by level, I was like, man, I wish I didn't. Oh, they're all timed. All the levels are timed. So you have to get a certain size within a certain time limit. And there's other goals and, you know, challenges sprinkled through here and there, but usually it's get this size by this amount of time. And I was like, I wish I could just roll around and fucking pick all this shit up, like, on my own time. And then there's a mode for that. It's called Eternal. And I'm like, fuck, they added all the shit I want. And it just makes me so happy. While I'm saying this, I'm telling you, like, my wife loves this game. It's like her favorite franchise. And I always make fun of her. Because, like, not in a serious way. Like, it's just like, you know, like, oh, like, that game sucks. Like, look at it. Look at it. This game sucks. It does. I never really thought the game sucked, but I just like to joke with her. And now I'm, like, fully hooked on it. And I think it's hilarious that I never expected to be this into it. And the best part is that I don't even have to go hunt down the game. I didn't have to hunt down, you know, I mean, you just buy it online probably, but the Vita, I already had it. PS3, she already owns. PS2 games are, you know, I don't have to, like, go to eBay. I don't think I've ever seen it in my local secondhand store. So that's cool for me. Also, just saying. So thanks, babe. Thanks for that. But if you're listening, I would like to, you could tweet at me and tweet me and tell me if you've ever seen a game that you were like, I don't like this. I don't get it. I'm never going to play it. It's not my thing. And then do a complete 180 and just fell in love. I don't know if that's ever happened to me. I can't think besides this time. And I don't know. I'm really happy though that it did happen. And, this game doesn't have, I don't have like a story like some of the other ones. It's just, it's a more of a recent thing, and I don't have a huge history with it yet. I mean, to my knowledge, I know that the creator of this game is not making a new one for PlayStation 4. I don't even know who it is. It could be a woman. Pretty sure it's a man. Sorry. But he's making another game. Very, like, the games this person made. Yeah, there. I just remembered there's another PS3 game made by this person called Nobi Nobi Boy. And I bought that for my wife. It was like $5. And it's an absolute fucking, I don't even know how to describe it. I don't know that there's a goal. And you're like a snake thing. And you eat other things and then you poop them out. Dude, I don't know. You're going to have to Google that. I can't even explain it to you. But my wife's not a huge fan of that one. But I don't know. This person makes just like some really experimental shit. And it's just like the characters are so weird. The art style is very weird. I just don't even know how to describe it, really. But the main goal is to roll shit up and get bigger in the time limit. And I know my wife has said that she'd be playing this game she'd be wanting to roll up things in real life, like got into her brain a little bit. And I haven't had that happen at all, although I was playing a shooter recently, Resistance on PS3, and there was a bike next to, like, a bike next to the wall, and I was shooting and throwing grenades and whatever, and the bike fell over, and it just, something triggered in my brain where I was like, I want to roll that bike up, because you see, it kind of, I don't know, it reminded me of the bikes that you see in the Katamari game, because I think it was like not a very, very rudimentary 3D rendered bike. And again, Google the game, you know what I mean by the graphics. And I think that's what threw me off originally, where I, you know, graphics aren't everything to me, but there is something to be said for something drawing you in, you know, if you see something really striking, you know, sure, you want to find out more about it. And that was just like, I don't know, it just put me off, but the feeling of rolling and the sound effects and like, I don't know, I don't know if I can ever explain what it triggers in my brain that makes me happy playing it. I don't know, but I recommend everyone give that game a try if you can find it. I don't know if it's expensive nowadays. Like, I don't know if it's rare. It's probably rare, but I don't think it's probably that much money on eBay. Well, we can find out right now. We just do a little eBay shopping on the podcast. Let's do that. Let's type in Katamari. I've just spelled it wrong. That's a DVD. Those are DVDs. The Fantastic Four popped up, and some movie. Oh, Kate Mara. That's funny. Huh. So it must have thought that I typed in... Wait, what? I don't know. It's fine. All right, here we go. So, yeah. The PS2 game, $16. It's new. Brand new. $15. And then... $17... PS3 version is $10 by now. Touch My Katamari on Vita, $10. So you can get pretty much all of them. You're set. You know what I mean? If you want it, there's a PSP version. Didn't know that. I don't know how that's interesting. So I never had a PSP, but I did play the one Metal Gear game, Peace Walker, and it used, you know, Triangle Circle, X square to move the camera by pressing the button. And if that's, I just don't know how this game would play. I'll you know what, I might just YouTube that later, but I don't know how it would play without without dual sticks, because the way the game works is you push both sticks in the direction you want to go. So you would literally push both the left and right analog stick up if you want to go forward, and, you know, obviously all the other directions. But just cruising this eBay listings, there is a game called Beautiful Katamari on the 360. So it's not a PlayStation exclusive, apparently. I did not know that. But maybe that's the only one that's been on Xbox, because I don't see a whole lot. A whole lot of listings there. Oh, there's a vinyl. There's a vinyl record, $100. And the I'll tell you what, music is pretty. It's not bad. It'll get stuck in your head. But yeah, I don't know. So I don't know. This episode, I just wanted to talk about a game I've been playing and I kind of like. And you know, it's. You know, I wanted to throw that love out there for that PlayStation Vita. Getting me into a game. Shout out to the controls on that Vita for that, on that game. I would not be sad, or, you know, I wouldn't be mad if they made a new one for PS4. I don't know what the creator is doing. I'm pretty sure the creator is making a new game called Watam. And I don't know what that's about. All right, the creator of Katamari is a man. So that, I answered that question. But oh yeah, Watam, yeah, another, it just looks kind of like that. It's like the same art style. It's just weird shit. I don't know, this dude's crazy, but you know, you gotta respect it. But yeah, I don't know, this short episode, I'm sorry if I was rambling, and I don't know, hopefully you enjoyed that. I know you didn't, there's no way you enjoyed that episode, but you know, just like how I, and now I'm ruffling papers in the microphone, so that's nice. But just like how I wasn't a huge fan of Katamari to begin with, maybe you're not a fan, but maybe you will be in the future. See what I did? How I tied it all in at the very end? You're welcome. All right. If you want to follow me on Twitter or get a hold of me, tell me that this episode sucked, don't do that because I don't want to hear about it. But if you loved it, I will want to hear about that. So my Twitter handle is at PopConJacob. That's PopConJacob. And I do want to appreciate you for listening. So, yeah, I'll see you next week. Same time. I don't know. Probably not the same time. I don't know why I said that. I'll see you next week.